Dr. Kissinger, sir.
Oh,
Mr. President.
Are you at lunch?
Yes, I'm at lunch, at the Council
City. Yeah, I wanted to tell you that you probably should know what Brezhnev and I were mumbling about up there. We were trying to get you the hell up on that platform with the champagne drinking. And you were over on the side, but you couldn't get our signal, apparently.
Oh, no, I didn't notice it.
Yeah, well, we tried.
Yeah. Well,
he spoke to me, and he says, where's Dr. Kissinger? And I said, he's over here. And I said, But, you know, these stupid aides never know what the hell to do.
Right.
But you should have been up there. Hell, you did this thing.
Right.
I want you to know that he mentioned it to me, and I, of course, and then I saw you over in the left, and I signaled, and you were talking to Fulbright or some son of a bitch. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. Well, I think it was a great occasion, Mr. President.
You know, it's going to come off all right, Henry.
Oh, not that they're enthusiastic.
What do you think?
Oh, everybody is enthusiastic.
Tell me about it. Tell me your reaction.
Hawks came up to me and said, you know, Tom Moore came up.
Did he? Nitze?
Schlesinger. You know, the ones who have a vested interest in defense and said, how did you bring it off? It's unbelievable.
That's right. From our standpoint, Henry, the treaty is a masterpiece. The agreement. We've got to be sure we say agreement.
Right.
Thank God we didn't go with Roger's suggestion of sending it to Congress. Mel Laird was absolutely right on that.
Well, we'd be producing a congressional storm. Congressmen are delighted with it.
Sure they are. And if they raise the point, we'll say it doesn't require congressional approval.
They don't raise it.
Your individualist support, we appreciate.
Well, a Bayerist was delighted with it. Agnew is thrilled with it. He says it's a masterpiece.
Did he?
Yeah.
Told you? Isn't that something?
You know, he was mumbling around a little bit, but...
Oh, God, he doesn't know anything.
...minor clause, but...
I
haven't seen such universal support.
But basically, Henry, this is a masterpiece, you know. And incidentally, you know, when you were talking and Rogers was talking to me, and I leaned over to Mansfield, called me, he says, my, the Chinese will really like this moment. I said, well, Mike, they may object, but let me tell you that I sent a letter to Joe and Lai.
Well, the NATO ambassadors, we briefed them this morning, are enthusiastic.
Roger said they were, huh?
Well, and also in Brussels, the Japanese are enthusiastic.
Are they?
Yeah. They're going to make a very strong statement of support.
What about the British and the French and the Germans?
They'll certainly be for it because they helped draft it.
Right. Incidentally, in your background, or give us some part. Let me tell you one thing that I would like for you to do. I just spoke to Ron about it when I couldn't get you. I'd like for you to drop to the back of the plane and make a very important comment that you've just talked to the president and so forth, and that the president has said for years that treaty is only, or a contract, any agreement, is only as good as the will of the parties to keep it. Every war is started by breaking a treaty. Now, at this point, the important thing here is not just this agreement, which is important in itself. Personal relationship between Brezhnev and Nixon, which, and the whole Politburo, which means that the will of the parties to keep it has been established. That, gentlemen, is really what is involved here. There is a new relationship between the leaders of the two most powerful nations. This means the words then take on substance because it's the will of the parties to keep it. If you go back and give that, and you can quote me directly that you have talked to me, why don't you try to, that'll make a hell of a story.
Certainly. I said part of it at the press briefing this morning, but not as strongly as that.
But don't you think it's a good point?
I think it's an excellent point. It's an essential point. But I spoke, for example, to Marvin Kalb on the way out.
Did he? Oh, did you? What did he say?
You know, he was standing there doing his broadcast. He said, oh, it's a masterpiece.
He's smart enough to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did say it was a masterpiece. He said that?
Yeah, oh yes.
Well, now don't you worry if some people say it isn't. You understand?
Oh, no, they won't say that.
Some have a vested interest. No, some will. They have a vested interest in saying it isn't. The Times and the Post will piss on it. But we don't care. They'll run against the stream of American opinion. My God, an agreement to prevent nuclear war in which both sides agree not just on nuclear things, but to avoid the use of force, threats of force against each other or third parties and allies. Good God. That's something...
Protect their allied obligations at the same time.
Yeah, I'd leave it, you know. But even
think it's the reaction has been more universally approving than I thought. Jackson saw, many people seeing it as a protection for the Chinese, which is fine.
Well, that's what Mansfield saw.
That's fine.
I scared him a little on it, but
I wouldn't talk against it.
I didn't talk against it, but I just said, well, Mike, we've assured the Chinese it's no threat to them.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is going to be, this is going to put, it's a sort of a capstone of everything.
So?
Oh, yeah. Well, if we had said 3 years ago we were going to do this.
4 years ago, 5 years ago, good
two
God.
2 years ago, for God's sake.
Yes, 2 years ago, but you know, basically, let's look at those clowns around that table today. Fulbright, that sniveling bastard, and the rest that have done the things that they've done to us. For God's sakes, Henry, you realize that we have come so far from where we were. That doesn't mean, that's why I put in the pragmatic things I did in these within my remarks, that I have no illusions about all this. But basically, we have come so far that nobody would have predicted it, right?
Oh, nobody could have conceived it. No, I think this is a great achievement, and your fortitude got us here.
Whether it did or not, the main thing is your expertise carried it off, because this language is superb. Thank God, though, we didn't try to press that stupid point Rogers made last night. Why, hell, first of all, Laird is totally right. We don't want it to go to the Congress.
Yes.
Good God, we'd have a damn debate.
We'd be spending all our time...
No, and the minute it comes up that it should be approved by the Congress, we'd say, no, it is not required, period.
Exactly.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right, Mr. President.